Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, good day. So much going on, and we'll have a busy hour here. I'll try to get in as much as I can, but in the interest of helping people make their life easier, more orderly, both their personal life and their business life, we have a gentleman who helps facilitate that. His name is David. Is it Horsager or Horsager?
Horsager.
Horsager, okay. He's joining us. He's with Horsager Leadership. He's the CEO. He's a business strategist, keynote speaker, and author of the national bestseller, The Trust Edge. Many, many clients, big-name clients around the world that he works with. And he's got a brand-new book out. It's called The Daily Edge, Simple Strategies to Increase Efficiency and Make an Impact Every Day. The book is published by Barrett Kohler. And welcome to the show, and you certainly hit on a subject that I constantly need help with, David, because I never get it right in terms of being organized, but I do prioritize. Now, do they go hand in hand?
Well, absolutely. I mean, getting clear is one of the first steps, getting clear about exactly what you need to do next. You know, I've got in there, it's loaded with strategies that really change my life, many of the clients we serve, and you know, it all, to me, everything comes under being more trusted on a daily basis. You know, my original book, Trust Edge, a lack of trust is our biggest expense. There's a way to build it. On a daily basis, these little tips, these ways we build it, are those strategies in that book, 90-day quick plan, DMA strategy, all that. But they're absolutely getting clear about the most important things, because it's hard to move forward if you think 50 things are the most important thing.
Well, you know, I practiced many years ago. I think I learned this from my father, who said, do the most important things first. And when you get a check in, before you begin your day, put the check in the bank. You know, that was back way back when.
You bet.
I mean, which is a good idea, you know, before it bounces somebody else's check. So,
that's
what I
advice.
Do every day is I have to say, in a slipshod fashion, I have little, well, we don't want to get into my organization, scraps of paper. Sometimes I've, you know, the back of my hands. So many things to do, and when you have that ADD mindset, attention deficit, things just pop into your head all the time, and you write them down. How do you overcome that, or is this just something I'm going to have to live with the rest of my life?
Let me get in this short time together. And by the way, that book is a quick, easy read, 35 tips in 3 to 5 pages each. Every one of them changed my life. But one little quick idea for getting clear for people like you and I that are super busy, have so much to do, overwhelmed sometimes. One idea: there is a lot out in the business world about the importance of the why. And there's so much said on the importance of why. Why inspires people, why unifies people, why motivates people. I agree. But why is not the word of clarity. How is the word of clarity? And people stop asking too early. When I lost 50 pounds in 5.5 months, basically I started asking people around the country, to, especially people that travel and sit up in the, you know, the airplane and go to banquets like I have to. And how do you stay fit? How do you stay fit? Not trying to be creepy, but I started asking him, over, you know, the common phrase was eat less, exercise more. And what I learned is that is not clear enough for me. I had to keep asking how until I could do something differently starting today or tomorrow. And I got over 115 specific ideas. What I learned from those is I could do, you know, only 15 that I would do. But as an example, you know, in everything, we hear cultures. People say, I want to change my culture. How are you going to do that? I want to appreciate people more. How are you going to do that? Say nice things. How are you going to do that? We are great at asking how till people are going to do something differently today or tomorrow. On the weight loss thing, I'll give you one example. I'm not a weight loss expert, but I am a clarity expert, and that is one 80-year-old doctor said, David, try this. Most men in America, if they just wouldn't drink their calories, they could eat exactly the same, and they'd lose 30 to 50 pounds in a year. Well, I just started thinking, this won't work for people that really like barley, right? And that's fine. But for me, it wouldn't work to never eat ice cream again. So this was an idea. I didn't drink a calorie. I didn't know how many calories were in juice and the occasional pop on the airplane or soda, wherever you're from. So anyway, the idea is that you drill down with the how until you can do it today or tomorrow. That's one quick idea. Don't stop asking how. Not I'm going to appreciate people more. I'm going to write a thank you note every day for 90 days. Now I trust you. How?
Well, is your philosophy basically the integration here? You know, there's an old saying that I never get out of my head, an alert mind needs a body fit to work in. The tie, it's inextricably intertwined, isn't it? And is it one not being good without the other, to quote an old love and marriage song by Frank Sinatra?
Absolutely. Need both. And, you know, like I said before, to tie my work back, you need both in that case. And that's why, like the 90-day quick plan, it has the why included. You got to have the motive. You know, you don't last a week if you don't have a strong enough why. And you won't, you know, it's just like if that building over there is burning and my kids are in and I'm going in, my why is so strong. I don't need the perfect strategy if I have a strong enough why. But I do also need to get clear. And we hear it all the time. I've been in company board meetings. Oh, we're going to, you know, we need more clarity. I say, how are you going to do that? We're going to communicate more. That means nothing. How are you going to do that? We're going to hold each other accountable. How are you going to do that?
Well, yeah, it sounds like a political speech, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my goodness. So, one idea. Another quick one for your audience, if you have time for it.
Before
you do anything big, check your seeds. Seeds, S-E-E-D-S. Make sure you're getting sleep, make sure you're eating right, exercise, drinking water every day, and get a source beyond yourself, whether that's your faith or your family. I see people in business like you and me, running companies like you and I, and they're so lonely they lose everything if they don't have a source beyond themselves. I remember the great legendary football coach Tom Landry on national television, and the reporter stuck the mic in his face and said, what is it with you, Tom Landry? On Sundays, we interview you. If you win, you're the same as if you lose. Every other coach, if they win, they're happy and excited. They lose, they get all mad. With you, you're the same. What is it? And Tom Landry said, well, I think it's because I have my priorities in order. For me, God comes first, family comes next, friends after that. If I lose on Sunday, I got a whole lot left over. And I've sat by so many senior leaders, owners of pro sports teams, CEOs of companies, even heads of state, and they don't have anything beyond themselves, and it actually kills their profit and their leadership.
Is this a contradiction of sorts? Because Bill Belichick does not fit that model. He's never nice, but he can't be acceptable in terms of behavior when he wins. But he's atrocious when he loses,
and
he's obviously got his priorities
in
order.
In entertainment, as far, this goes back to my trust work. But he is trusted for what he in fact does. So because he, you know, one of the pillars of trust is contribution. In other words, getting results. Yes, we need character. We need all eight pillars if you look at the Trust Edge work in my original research. But you do need to, you know, if you don't get the results I expected or asked for, I don't trust you either. And he is great at getting results. But I would guess he's also trusted for other things like not all good things. You know, if I'm late all the time, you'll trust me to be late. So interpersonally or in other areas of life, he may be trusted for actually who he is, which aren't the ways we might hope to be trusted.
Yeah, but it's interesting. By and large, I mean, you can't quarrel with the success of it. But, you know, when you say that, I think of a bad ball hitter way back in the 50s, and there were others. Yogi Berra, great ball player, Hall of Fame. And you never want to model yourself after his habits at the plate. So, you know, there's not one size that fits all.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, that's true. I hate it. You know, I don't ever want to be or see the consultant that says, well, this is exactly every time it's my way. It's never that way. Yeah, that's why the greatest management and consulting theory was out of the 60s. Well, I think, what was it called? The contingency theory? Basically, you know, it depends. And a great mentor of mine, the director of the MSP Airport, and we're good friends now, Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport, run very well. He's just since retired. But, he was just a sewage guy, and then he became night foreman, and first time he had this big problem, he's like, oh, no, what do I do? And so, because they said, oh, this whole thing's leaking. So he walks down there, and he just looks around, and, oh, that thing's caught. Okay, I'll move that. And pretty soon he gets it fixed. Didn't know what he was doing, but he said, you know, everything depends. His favorite theory is this one. We got it. This is why we have to hire real thinkers to lead.
All right, you're a real thinker. So can you lead us coming into segment two?
Happily.
All right. I want to give the name of the book because it's, I need this book. So I assume there are other people out there who do as well. The Daily Edge, Simple Strategies to Increase Efficiency and Make an Impact Every Day. Barrett Kohler, our esteemed guest, David Horsinger. We'll be right back.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio. Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Well, it's Dick Armey. I was just pleased to do such a great interview with Stu Taylor. You know, Stu Taylor to me is to talk radio as Bobby Orr is to hockey, and it just doesn't get any better than that.
Okay, we return, and as I said, we got a busy hour here, but the importance of our guest and the subject warrants two segments. And maybe we kind of internalize these things personally, and I say, oh, a book like this, I should have had this many, many years ago to figure out how to stay organized. It's called The Daily Edge, Simple Strategies to Increase Efficiency and Make an Impact Every Day by David Horsager. And it's spelled H-O-R-S-A-G-E-R. It's published by Barrett Kohler. And, you know, I don't have any weight to lose. I got 9 hours sleep last night, and I'm sipping on water as I do my show. So I guess I'm 20% on the way. And speaking of 20%, gee, what an interesting segue. I wasn't thinking of that. Do you subscribe to the old 80-20 model?
Well, it's an interesting idea. I absolutely think that to say it's exactly 20% is maybe, you know, whatever. But the idea that around 20% or a very little amount of what we do makes the biggest impact is very true. You know, I was with some pretty interesting folks here for a leadership summit. Darren Hardy from Success Magazine, Ken Blanchard, Harvey McKay, and PhDs and whatever. This little
now, most of them have been on the show, by the way. Go ahead.
Yeah, and Darren Hardy said, I've interviewed all of these, what he calls super achievers, you know, everybody from, you know, the top people, all the biggest names you'd know, Branson and all these. And he said there comes down to four things. And one of the things he said is they have the ability to focus of the hundreds or thousands of things there is to do on six or less things. They only do those. So Mark Cuban, he only takes calls. Only people he takes calls from are his business manager and his family. He, you know, at one time, Richard Branson, they said, oh, will you come speak at this event? We'll give you $500,000. You will only be on the ground 50 minutes. We just need you there for 30 minutes. We'll fly you private. You're in, you're out. And he said, Richard Branson said, I can't do it. It's not one of my top six priorities this 90 days.
Interesting.
So we say no. So I just think they are absolutely focused on the most important things. So many of us do a lot of good things, but we have a hard time focus on the most important things only we can do. And that's where you got to delegate and you got to delete, you know?
I'm focusing right now. Is it too late for me to get that speaking engagement? I'll accept those terms.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Get focused, right?
Right, The Daily Edge, great book. And we're obviously not going to have time to cover a lot of it, so I'm going to take it into my hands as I go to the table of contents and just give people an idea here. These are the tips. There are 35 tips. We're not going to be able to do them all. Power Hour, manage your energy, excellence, not perfection. We all strive for perfection, but none of us ever reach it, but it's the driving force and the inspiration of the motivation that says when you reach your level of achievement, have that aspiration level go a little higher and keep moving it up. Does that make sense?
It does, and we really, you got to also decide what needs to be excellent and what needs to be done. I mean, my friend of mine says done is better than perfect, and that's true for some things. Now, it's also true that some things kind of need to be perfect, but a lot of people get stuck and never finish anything because it's not perfect. So that one, the Power Hour, by the way, is a great idea. Just absolute focus for 1 hour of the day or 90 minutes. Some people call it, a friend of mine calls it a date with the queen. I don't take any email. I don't take anything else. I just focus and get absolutely get things done. And people say, oh, you won't take a call from a big client? Nope, I won't, because I'm actually getting something done to serve my clients. By the way, the one strategy I like, just because you're not going to get through them all, and I'm not going to go over it, but the idea of how to get to 10 emails or less in your inbox, even if you get 300 a day like I do, that changed my life. I was working with a CEO. I was consulting him, and I watched him do this, and those few tips might be interesting for people, but you can highlight other ones that you like from the idea how to maximize meetings, and I love this stuff, mostly because it changed me.
Yeah, I mean, I love a lot of these, and I have a chapter in my book that says beware of the meeting monster, how to run a successful business without ever scheduling a meeting, which means, and actually translates, it's a little bit of a hyperbole here, to utilize your time effectively, because the bottom line is effectiveness is more important than efficiency.
That's true. Absolutely true. If you can be effective and efficient, you have a double home run.
Exactly. You've got a powerful technique in the book here. I'm picking out one here. You talk about mind mapping. What's mind mapping?
Mind mapping is a way that I've used and others have used it. Not totally my idea. A mentor showed me it. But it's a way I can cut down my preparation for anything by at least two-thirds, probably half, whether it's writing an article, writing a book, or prepping a speech. You can see a picture of it in the book. You can actually get a free two-minute video of how you do it at my website, trustedge.com, or email us. But it's basically this idea of open, free brainstorming that ends up narrowing to most important ideas. So it really opens, a lot of people free brainstorm, and then they're like, where was I? There's no trend here at all. It gives a – Without even trying, it gives links so that you can go deeper, and it also kind of creates these questions so that everything gets out there, but then it's easy to go back and look at the map and say, oh, these are the need-to-knows. If I have this is the nice-to-knows if we have 90 minutes instead of 60 minutes. These are the things I don't have to do, and these are resources that I can offer if I want, but I won't have time to speak on, let's say.
I'm just thumbing through these, and I haven't looked at all of them, but I'm just going to jump in here on tip number 32. It creates an immediate response from me internally when I see this. It says no, and I don't even know if this is what you cover in the book, but it's better to make no deal than a bad deal, and one of the more difficult things for people to do is to say no.
Absolutely. It's one of the most important words. We all want to be yes people. Warren Buffett said, Of every 100 great investment deals I get, I say no at least 99 times. And this ability to say no to the good so you have space for the great is critical. And this goes back to the super achievers, goes back to what we've learned in our own life and how we, by God's
Is David still with us, or are we
losing? Absolutely clear on the most important things, so you have space for those. How you say no, really, yes and no are the most important questions. Maybe thank you and please are right up there, but you got to know how to say yes right and how to say no right. And I'm still working on the no of things because I love to help people. I love to do what I do, and people want to, have me do this or have me do that, and I love to serve and give. But here's the key. Every choice is a sacrifice. So if I'm with my kids, I can't be sharing the great work of Trust Edge leadership. If I'm doing my work and, speaking or training or consulting, I can't be with my kids. Both are important. But you just have to recognize, weigh your choices, because every choice is a sacrifice.
Yeah, and similarly speaking, and I always talk about this in politics, you got a choice of two. Let's simplify it. You got to pick one. If you don't pick any, you've made the third worst choice. So make a decision, be affirmative. And begin by reading The Daily Edge, Simple Strategies to Increase Efficiency and Make an Impact Every Day by David Horsinger. He's the author of the Wall Street Journal national bestseller, The Trust Edge. Stay on the line. It's been an absolute pleasure. This is Stu Taylor. We'll be back.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobedes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobedes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500 down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedes now. Call 800-554-4128 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922, 800-708-7922, 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
is Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hey, this is Dan Harris, co-anchor of Nightline and author of a new book called 10% Happier. I just did a great interview with Sue Taylor, and it's amazing to have places in the media these days so dominated by short sound bites to be able to have long, interesting, intelligent, probing conversations with a smart interviewer. I'm glad I did it, and I'd definitely do it again.
All right, we're back, and we are joined now by Jonathan Alessia. He has a new book out, The Forging of Things, an anthology, journey through riveting tales and prose ranging from earthly and stark to fantastical and abstract. We'll find out what all of that means. It's published by Fulton Books, available in paper cover. You can go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, FultonBooks.com. And again, the name of it is The Forging of Things, an anthology, available in paperback and ebook. Jonathan, welcome to the show. Congratulations on your book.
Hi, Stu. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Give us a little idea briefly here. We only have a few minutes, but your background, what led you into writing the book and what the book is about?
Well, this anthology comprises various stories and poems that I've written over the years. So I didn't really set out to publish an anthology. It just sort of came about that one day I just decided to share all these stories that I've written with other people, with a wider audience. And I get inspired by a lot. So all these stories really, I think, showcase my experience with a lot of what I've seen, the people I've met, and it just sort of all kind of fell into place and came together to create this anthology in the end.
And how is the book set up? I mean, you know, you've got so many thoughts, so many characters, so many detailed words. What's the breakdown here in terms of the short stories and the poems?
Well, I divided the book into five parts by thematically. So when I was going through it and organizing my anthology, I just sort of found certain stories that kind of had an overarching theme or overarching idea, and really, that's how this anthology is organized, just by theme. And there's a whole section in itself on poetry. And each story is different from one another. But in the end, like I said, they all kind of have like a running thread throughout.
Yeah, I want to just interject here. You are still in high school, aren't you?
That's correct.
This is fantastic. Go ahead. I mean, you're the editor of your high school's literary magazine. This is quite an accomplishment at such an early age.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's pretty much how I got the inspiration to create an anthology of my own. I've been working for this literary magazine since freshman year, so this is something I'm very much familiar with. And as a senior, I've kind of stepped up to that leadership role where now I would be the head editor for it.
So who are the target readers? Who is the book for, and what's the basic message or messages you'd like them to take away from it?
Well, the book would be targeted more any age, really. I mean, I wouldn't really say there's a target age, but I would pretty much say that like, anyone can pick up the book and read it and take away some sort of a message of inspiration. I just wanted to write these stories to inspire others to show that there's so much more to life, that this world is truly a beautiful place, that it's not in light of all that's going on in this world, that there could really be some beauty in it. And that's pretty much what I wanted to share with others through my stories, that there could be so much more to discover.
We've only got about 30 seconds left, but I want to get you. I'm going to ask you to express what you'd like to about the book and why people should buy it in the last 30 seconds.
Well, I think people should buy it because it really is something unique, this anthology that if they really love to, if they really want to extend their horizons and really want to see different, read different stories that really are of a whole different variety, then they should really pick up this book and read it, because I think they'd find some really unique characters and really unique worlds. And it's a, I think it's a, an entertaining read.
All right, I want to say I'm pretty good at tuning into people. You got a great future ahead of you. I'm very impressed in high school and having done this. I hate to tell you how I was wasting my time in high school and through college. Jonathan Alessi, the name of the book is The Forging of Things, an anthology published by Fulton Books. Good luck.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Thank you. A pleasure having you on. Boy, I know when you talk about the youth of America and you read so much negativity because we love sensationalism, I tend to forget, and I think many people out there as well tend to forget that there are people like Jonathan Alessia who represent our future, and I'm thrilled to have him on. Would love to have more young people engage in productive enterprises. Age should not be a barrier. You know, it's like Ronald Reagan said in his debate with Walter Mondale, I'm not going to exploit the weaknesses of my younger and more inexperienced opponent. I mean, I'm kind of paraphrasing that, but wow, what a great statement. Okay, we've got a few minutes left in this segment, and I want to get into something that you're just not hearing a lot about because the liberal media doesn't want you to. What we're hearing about, and we don't have time to cover everything here today, is all of a sudden all the responses about Bernie Sanders being a socialist. I mean, he's a self-admitted socialist. So how can even those on the far left say he's not? We call him a democratic socialist or what? He defines himself as a socialist. And this has kind of put the Democrat Party at odds, because Hillary's basic ideological position may not be quite as radical on certain ends, especially pumping money into trillions and trillions into the economy to make this a truly socialist state. But it's close enough so that she doesn't know how to respond. And neither do, as I watch, I force myself in agony even to watch MSNBC once in a while. Oh, it's painful. They don't know how to respond. So here's the way they respond. This may be bad, but oh boy, if you're an evil Republican, it is really bad. Let's take a look at the evil Democrat administration. You want to talk about evil, pure, unadulterated evil? All you have to do is look no further than Barack Obama. It is a report that has come out that 99% of illegal immigrants who overstay their visas aren't investigated. And then I want to couple that with the release of all of the prisoners that will occur during Obama's last year, up to 30% of them going back into battle against us, and to break down the barriers to bring in 300,000 Syrian immigrants. Is there anybody out there, in the interests of being rational, forget ideological, rational, who could think that these are all terror, who could think that this is a good idea? It basically, in many ways, facilitates and propels the self-instruction of our great nation, our once great nation. The federal government not investigating 99% of illegal immigrants. And obviously we know there's no way to vet those who are coming in. I mean, even, you know, I'm not going to give Donald Trump a pass on this. He says, ask him, you know, are you a fundamental Islamic ideologue? No. You practice Sharia law? No. Okay, come on in. It's brainless. It's brainless because, you know, and I listen, I'm not against Donald Trump. It's just the disappointment of the leaders, the leadership that we have, perhaps with the exception of, and I want to qualify this as well, perhaps with the exception of Ted Cruz, it's just unbelievable. Self-righteous, hypocritical, you know what, totally unqualified, or as Donald Trump says, and it's two thumbs up. If I had more thumbs, I'd put them all up. Basically, by and large, politicians are stupid. They're not that much different than Hollywood entertainers. They're stupid. I'm including those on the right and on the left. So those whose names pop up as security threats are really, really potential criminals. They get a little scrutiny. And then you got 500,000 who didn't leave when their time was up. And there's just no priorities on focusing on them. How many does it take? Is it one apple can destroy the whole batch? How many of these potentially damaging illegals in here would it take to create a major problem? I mean, in reality, one. Can't stop it entirely, but why take it and ramp up the possibilities by an infinite amount? Okay, we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit about taxes. Joining us will be Meg Sutton. This is Stu Taylor.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all. And for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now. 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio.
IMIS, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
This is Juan Williams from Fox News. I've been talking with Stu, and let me tell you, Stu Taylor is a man who knows what he's talking about. Stu comes at you, and I'm coming from the left, remember. Stu comes at you with honesty, insight, and you better be prepared. It makes for great radio.
All right, we return, and, you know, a lot of people think we're past tax time, but if you really look into it closely, we're never, ever out of it. It's like your financial portfolio. You know, you've got to be on it every day. Even in times like this, and I was just talking with our next guest during the break, a little bit painful in the market, and but you got to face the music. Joining us is Meg Sutton. She's the director of product for Block Advisors, a new brand serving the tax planning and preparation needs of individuals and small businesses. She's in charge of product development, operations, clients, et cetera, and she is here to talk about the tax season for individuals. I know a lot of you think it ended December 31st, doesn't end. Small business owners and what they should do. Meg, welcome. Nice to have you on.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, maybe you can pick up on the statement that I just made. A lot of people think, well, tax season's over. You know, it's the ends December 31st. Nothing for me to think about until next December. Wrong. Correct?
Absolutely. And there are actually three key things that everyone should think about when getting ready for taxes this year. The first is new healthcare documentation. So make sure when that arrives at your home, you hold on to that because you're going to want it when you're filing your taxes. Second, we have tax fraud, which is a growing problem. And taxpayers need to understand how best to protect themselves. For example, knowing that the IRS will never contact you through email or phone calls. And then finally, one of the biggest changes is that there is a new partner in tax preparation, Block Advisors, serving individuals and small businesses year-round.
All right. Important. And I want to jump into that third aspect because it's so critical. I often stress to people, even though I don't have expertise in your area, but keeping your business and your personal expenses separate. They have to be separate. You start intertwining them, you end up in trouble trying to justify any expenses if you get audited. And I don't know if the degrees of audits are going up or down. I know that Obama has certainly added a ton more people to the workforce, which makes it look better from unemployment in terms of people working for the IRS. But what's your advice, a follow-up advice to my statement?
So you're absolutely right that they need to keep complete and accurate records of all business transactions. So make sure you keep those and keep them in a separate spot that you know where it's at. It's also advisable to keep a separate bank account and credit card account for your business instead of intertwining those with your personal accounts.
We have all the hopeful candidates talking about a fair tax, a flat tax, in some cases a value-added tax. None of this stuff ever happens. I certainly would love to see it reduced to three pages from the many, many hundreds of thousands that it is now. It's not going to happen because everything is about politics. You know it won't happen. But what should people know about doing the things they have to do? For example, filling out 1099s or other things. If you're a corporation, filing that corporation tax at the end of every year. I mean, you can't let these things go because the penalties that can be incurred are really something. It's like trying to get a new registration sticker for your car. Whoever thinks of looking at the expiration date of it. So how do you get educated? Is there a website and Block Advisors that you can recommend?
So absolutely. BlockAdvisors.com is a great spot to start on or to connect with us on LinkedIn. But we also know that life event changes, just like you say, bring about tax changes, and they can happen throughout the years. So make sure that your tax advisor, like a Block advisor, is there and ready to help you. And these, some examples of these are sending children off to college, they come home after college and start living with you again, or even starting your own business. These all have major tax implications, and we're here to help.
Yeah, and there are services available, and nobody should pretend to be totally educated on anything. Even the experts aren't. I mean, that's how fast this changes. So how often should people review their portfolio? How often should they consult services to small businesses like Block Advisors in terms of keeping up with what's going on?
You know, as changes happen within your business or your personal life, it's always good, when in doubt, check with your tax advisor, because so many things do impact your taxes. And then at a minimum, you know, throughout the year, quarterly, check in with them and make sure that everything is on track, because what you do want to reduce is all of that stress that happens when you file your tax return can be avoided if you have a clear plan, which is what our tax advisors help lay out.
Yeah, I'd like to know what Block Advisors is doing. That you've always been pioneers, you've always been innovated, and what is Block Advisors doing right now that may change the methodology here and taking care of small businesses and individuals?
So we are a new partner in this tax prep space, specializing in personalization, tax planning, with year-round support. So clients that we'll be working with are likely to have more complex tax situations or are small business owners who need more tax planning throughout the year.
I want to get back to what I jumped into, and I think I asked too elongated a question, and that's maybe a little more emphasis on independent contractors and what they need to determine when filling out a 1099.
So we have, right now we are helping a lot of small business owners with 1099s and getting those ready for the deadline here at the end of the month. We also help small business owners with tax returns, bookkeeping, payroll. So we are squarely focused on our small business clients.
What about the issue, which seems to be a confusing one for a lot of people, on when to file quarterly or whether they should file quarterly?
So there are lots of complexities with taxes, and filing quarterly is one of those. And what I can tell you is that our tax advisors are set up and ready to help anyone to file those forms.
Joining us is Meg Sutton. She is the director of product for Block Advisors. And, you can certainly go to the website. You give out that website one more time, Meg.
BlockAdvisors.com.
All right. Easy to remember, BlockAdvisors.com. How should people go about selecting? And you know, believe it or not, we all need attorneys. We need financial advisors. We need wealth management advisors. How should people go about the selection process? And who do they need? Whom do they need in order to fill the requirements of what they have? Because a lot of people just, you know, they do things on their own. In a house sale, they don't get a lawyer. They do their, you know, they do their own. A lot of people do their own taxes, and I guess if it's simplified, you can do it. Where should they go, and should they have experts in all of these areas?
Let me answer you by saying that the most critical thing is a trusted advisor, and that is why Block Advisors is well-positioned to serve the complex small business owner and client.
All right. I want to thank you very much. Meg Sutton, sorry I had to cut you off here. Director of Product for Block Advisors. Go to the website. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.